This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdue. Continuing with our Matthew series and a verse-by-verse study of the Beatitudes, we come now to the fifth saying of Jesus, the practical gospel saying, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." That this beatitude requires some explanation is clear, for too many have read this saying to mean, "See, our works do gain us mercy from the Lord." And they have used this beatitude to promote a sort of works righteousness. You do deeds of mercy, and God will be merciful to you. Live right, be kind and generous on occasion, and your room in heaven is sure to be there for you. But you understand most certainly, in this saying of Jesus, he is not promoting such works righteousness at all. Here it is so important to read our text in its context not only, but also to realize all eight Beatitudes of Christ are not about how to become a Christian, but rather about what you will be like when you are a Christian. The first point I'm making in explaining this beatitude is that it in no way promotes earning God's mercies, but emphasizes when in Christ you show mercy to others and gain blessings in the process. The mercy here spoken of grows out of the personal experience of the mercy of God and is directly related to the first four beatitudes, giving the practical side of a heart relationship with God. In his goodness, God grants unbelievers still to do acts of kindness, but it is not the same as being merciful, as this beatitude speaks about. In a moment I will explain more what is meant with being merciful, but let me first mention a second misunderstanding about this beatitude that too often comes to the fore. Too many have misinterpreted the fifth beatitude to say, "Be merciful to others, and they will be merciful to you." But notice, dear listener, that is not what Jesus says. The fifth beatitude does not teach that mercy to men brings mercy from others, but that mercy to men brings mercy from God. If we are merciful to others, God will be merciful to us, whether men are or not. Isn't it true, too often we can be merciful to others, looking for results from others which will benefit us somehow, when what God says really, and what God's people also will value the most, is being merciful to others means receiving and experiencing God's mercy and tender care more and more. The fifth beatitude here reminds us what needs to be our focus in life: to do all things as unto the Lord, and to look to him to bless, according to his promise in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Let us think now carefully on what is meant on being merciful. The Greek word for merciful means literally to give help to the wretched, to relieve the miserable. A companion word for being merciful is being compassionate. Mercy, however, is more than just feelings of compassion, for it includes actions to alleviate the distresses and miseries of others. Mercy is best described, as someone put it, as compassion in action. Compassion in action. Being merciful, as Jesus means, is, again as another said it, living in genuine compassion, expressed in genuine help, living in selfless concern, expressed in selfless deeds. We see this clearly in the Good Samaritan, who not only thought about helping a man that had been robbed and beaten up on the side of the road, but the Good Samaritan in all kinds of ways went out of his way to really help that person. As that lawyer said of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10, verse 37, "He showed mercy." Here let me give some quotations from others on the definition of mercy. John MacArthur writes, quote, "Mercy is meeting people's needs. It is not simply feeling compassion, but showing compassion, not only sympathizing, but giving a helping hand. Mercy is giving food to the hungry, comfort to the bereaved, love to the rejected, forgiveness to the offender, and companionship to the lonely. It is one of the loveliest and noblest of all virtues. End of quote. Another respected theologian, Sinclair Ferguson, writes, quote, "Mercy relieves the consequences of sin in the lives of others, both sinners and those sinned against. Mercy is getting down on your hands and knees and doing what you can to restore dignity to someone whose life has been broken by sin, whether his own or that of someone else." Another writes, "Mercy means active goodwill. True mercy demands action." Another basic ingredient of being merciful is not only having a helpful mindset towards others, but also a forgiving mindset. Being merciful means then also being one who forgives and pardons another who is in the wrong, even if that wrong has been against yourself. Joseph in the Old Testament, in his dealings with his brothers, who had been so mean to him, is a good example of someone who was merciful, as Christ means it here in our text. Being a merciful person in life with the fifth beatitude means not holding on to grudges and being bitter and uncaring towards others. Rather, the merciful person remembers his own sin and God's mercy to him, and so he understands the weaknesses of others and he forgives. I read a story about someone writing Christmas cards when a friend came over and noticed the cards on the table, and one addressed also to a certain individual whom they both knew. The guest was startled to see a card also for that person, and he asked, "Surely you are not sending a greeting card to him, are you?" "Why not?" said the other person. "Well, you remember, surely, 18 months ago, what he said about you?" "I remembered then the thing that man had publicly said about me. But I remembered also," responded the man writing the cards, "I remembered also resolving at the time, with God's help, to forget about that. And God had made me forget, hence the card of greeting genuinely sent on my part." You see, being merciful means being forgiving, always remembering God's forgiveness toward us in and through Christ Jesus. We learn here how searching this beatitude is, really. About each and all the beatitudes in Matthew 5, we may say they test not only the realness of our Christianity, but also the health of our spiritual lives. In reference to the fifth beatitude, "Blessed are the merciful," is that grace something characteristic of you? Or shall I say, has the salvation of Christ for you and in you so transformed and molded you that you are truly and obviously a forgiving person and a merciful, compassionate person in word and deed? Or are you known more as a person who holds grudges and as one who generally remains quite unmoved with so much misery and sorrow and hardship all around us, focusing mostly on staying very comfortable yourself, just let others take care of themselves? Are you a person who rather errs on the side of generosity in helping people, or more who always cautions and holds back on helping others? After all, you had to fend for yourself all your life too. Blessed are the merciful. Is this gracious, Christ-like, Good Samaritan-like characteristic what describes you? Or could it be you are more like that Levite and that priest who passed by on the other side of that poor man stepped by the road, staying clear of helping others and not wanting to help others, not having compassion and mercy for others? When you are truly related to the Lord by grace through faith, living in the way of the first four beatitudes, then also this fifth beatitude will be in some degree evident in your life, and you will want it to become more and more evident. It's convictingly true, as one put it, quote, too often, alas, we underplay the importance of mercy in the Christian life. We treat it as an added extra, or perhaps even an optional extra. But Scripture treats it as a divine necessity, which we ignore to our spiritual peril. "Blessed are the merciful," said Jesus, "for they shall obtain or be shown mercy." A worldly, materialistic, and self-centered mindset doesn't fit with being a Christian, but being merciful to others does. How sad and wrong when you are unmerciful and have no or little compassion in action towards others. On the other hand, how wonderful when in your life, by grace, there is a real and increasing demonstration of true mercy and compassion towards others. I need to move on from the explanation of this beatitude to the beauty of this beatitude. Do you see with me what a gospel message there is in this beatitude of Jesus? The Savior here teaches that sinners who come to Him are saved by His mercy and saved in such a way that they also become sanctified, showing a merciful spirit and mindset to others. And Jesus says, even as that is shown, God shows still more mercy and care and love. It's amazing, really. We are saved through mercy and made merciful by grace and then blessed with being shown more mercy and more of God's care and compassion for us, even as we depend on Him and seek to reflect Him in all our lives. What this beatitude amounts to is an unbounded round of mercy and blessings coming from God to us, both in saving us and having us live saved lives. Do you see it with me? Being merciful in the first place is all His doing when we are such, and then to be shown mercy for being merciful is like being rewarded for what He Himself has first given us and worked in us by His Word and Spirit. But such is the gospel of salvation. It is a gospel of grace and mercy from beginning to end. How this should encourage anyone still unsaved to go to the Savior in and with all your sin. For I tell you, with Him, Jesus Christ is plenteous redemption, and He refuses none who come to Him. At the same time, how this beatitude should be such a matter of rejoicing for God's people, for it proclaims only what is so encouraging and promising and rewarding in living the Christian life, making you not only so blessed, but such a blessing at the same time, and your whole life to rebound to God's praise and honor. Do we grasp also the gospel basis of this beatitude, thinking of Jesus the Savior Himself? Was He not the most merciful man there ever was when living on this earth? Indeed He was. Yet what was His experience? Did He obtain mercy from God? See Jesus nailed to the cursed tree on Golgotha, that place of a skull, and meanly placed between two evildoers, as if He were the worst. And where now was mercy for Him? Hear Jesus cry, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And notice, there is no reply from heaven. Hear Jesus cry, "I thirst," and yet no cup of cold water is given to Him. Ah, this wonder of the gospel we never must stop being amazed with and humbled about. Jesus, the merciful man, who always helps those who said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Yet He Himself was left to hang on the cursed tree with no mercy shown to Him, not even by His dear Heavenly Father. And all for this reason, that through Christ's death as a substitute for sinners, God might ever be infinitely merciful to such as you and me, who call upon Him for mercy and depend on Him for all our salvation from beginning to end. Blessed Savior, wonderful gospel that opens a fountain of mercy for our salvation and that powerfully doesn't only deliver us from our sins, but transforms us to make us more and more like Him. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Jesus spoke this beatitude while still on His way to the cross, but Jesus preached with power, knowing He would give Himself in mercy to others, even when it would mean no mercy for Him. Oh, what a gospel is the Christian gospel! Indeed, it's the only gospel of mercy for this fallen world. Do you receive it and believe it? And will you help promote it, also living by this fifth beatitude? Amen. You can receive a free copy of this message writing to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6N6, and website www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.